Welcome to a new episode of Howling with Second Grade. I'm Miss Lazo.
I'm Miss Okamoto.
I'm Miss Torsak.
And I'm Miss Lopez. The inspiration for this week is, some people could be given an entire field of roses and only see the thorns in it. Others could be given a single weed and only see the wildflower in it. Perception is a key component of gratitude, and gratitude is a key component of joy. Amy Weatherly.
It is easy to get caught up in noticing all of our challenging circumstances, but it is often those circumstances that bring about the most growth in us. It is important to be grateful for the journey and appreciate our growth along the way, because it is often in that growth that we find the most joy.
Perception is a funny thing, and simple changes in how we perceive things can have a serious impact on not only just our attitudes, but even all the things that can go right or wrong in our daily lives. Purposefully and consciously deciding to look for the good in our day will allow us to feel thankful, which in turn creates a greater sense of fulfillment. We always feel whole when in a grateful state.
I really like this quote, since I have been trying to maintain this mindset for a good portion of 2020. There are many challenges and stressors to focus on every day right now, but I know the importance of looking for those wildflowers. It can often be the smallest moment in our day that brings us the greatest joy, even when it appears like the world around us is coming apart at the seams. My kids have started this new tradition of hiding from me, only to give me what they like to call a surprise hug once I find them. It's in moments like these that I'm reminded of what matters most, and I feel so grateful for loved ones that I have in my life.
The learning targets for this week are, in reading and writing, we'll be reading nonfiction texts and writing summaries about what we read.
In math, we will continue to compose and decompose hundreds. In reading, we'll focus on reading words with the long A.
For science, we will continue our study of various animals and be making observations to compare the diversity of life in different habitats.
In technology, it's going to work with our writing standards. We will be beginning our research project, and we will be using technology to write about animals. Students will be learning how to use a database to find information and various media sources on a topic and take notes to become experts on that topic.
Reminders for this week. This week, we will be benchmark testing. Make sure you arrive promptly at your scheduled time. See your teacher for more details about this.
Fall break will be from November 23rd to November 27th.
The teacher tip for this week is to practice gratitude. Practicing gratitude changes your perspective on life and the world around you. A great way to start is by keeping a journal. Writing one thing that you are grateful for each day, then increasing it over time. I've learned that you can't just say what you're grateful for, you actually have to write it down. Being grateful helps us with positive emotions, greater resilience, better sleep, and encourages the development of patience, humility, and wisdom. Try it out this week.
Each week, we give a keyword in our podcast to encourage people to listen. Please make sure to write it down and give it to your child. Your child will have a chance to win a prize in his or her class.
The keyword for this week is thankful. Important events for this week are...
On Tuesday, November 17th, we will be having our school site council meeting at 5 o'clock p.m., where parents, students, and staff can come together to discuss current priorities of our school.
On Wednesday, November 18th, we will have an all-school assembly at 8 a.m. Wolves can look for an email with the link.
Also on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., there will be a PAC meeting. Attending PAC is a great way to get involved in the school. That's it for this week. I'm Miss Lazo.
I'm Miss Lopez.
I'm Miss Okamoto.
And I'm Miss Torsak.
Second grade squad signing off.
Oh!